Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, November 26th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1407. Donald Trump threatened to impose 25% tariffs on all goods from Mexico and Canada, and 10% tariffs on China on his first day in office, likely raising U.S. consumer prices, impacting businesses, and reshaping trade dynamics. The decision may also violate the Free Trade Pact between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The three countries are the largest U.S. trading partners. Chinese products are already subject to an average levy of about 15%. In a pair of posts, Trump said the new tariffs were tied directly to stopping the flows of drugs and migrants and would remain in place until such time as drugs, in particular fentanyl, and all illegal aliens stop this invasion of our country. Trump's tariffs could impact American automotive manufacturing and agriculture, which depend on cross-border trade with Canada, Mexico, and China, countries that collectively account for more than a third of U.S. imports and exports. In 2023, these nations purchased more than $1 trillion in U.S. exports and supplied $1.5 trillion in goods and services, supporting tens of millions of American jobs. Meanwhile, Joe Biden proposed a rule to allow Medicare and Medicaid to cover weight loss drugs like Wegovy, which could extend access to millions of obese Americans. The measure, estimated to cost $35 billion over the next decade, faces opposition from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's HHS secretary nominee, who advocates investing in healthy food and fitness programs instead. Proponents argue the drugs could reduce long-term healthcare costs by addressing obesity-related conditions. Roughly 40% of Americans are considered obese and at risk of further health complications, according to the CDC. The current HHS secretary said it's a good day for anyone who suffers from obesity. It's a game changer for Americans who can't afford these drugs otherwise. The rule is set to be finalized in January, shortly after Trump assumes office, who is not required to implement any or all of the proposal. And finally, Israel and Hezbollah agreed to a ceasefire deal, pausing the year-long conflict in southern Lebanon and northern Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a statement, "The Security Cabinet approved the United States' proposal for a ceasefire agreement in Lebanon this evening, with a majority of 10 ministers in favor and one opposed." Netanyahu said he recommended that his cabinet agree to the deal with Hezbollah to allow Israel to focus on the Iranian threat and to isolate Hamas. Hezbollah is a militia and political party which began trading fire with Israel a day after the attack by Hamas on October 7th. Both Hezbollah and Hamas are designated as terrorist organizations by the United States. The deal is set to go into effect on Wednesday at 4 a.m. local time and is designed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities. Biden said the United States and France will make sure this deal is implemented fully. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.